This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, covered a lot of ground on the show today. Some breaking news. It's been a late-breaking coaching carousel.
Yeah.
So we touched on the Mike McDaniel news earlier in the day out in Miami, connecting dots, reading tea leaves. We assume Harbaugh's going there, but I guess that remains to be seen. I think that wouldn't be a great choice for him, but I also think it's not great that he's in the division for Patriots fans. Keith was talking about this earlier today, and I'd agree. So we touched on that today. We talked head coaches, ranking the 14 coaches in the postseason. Mike Vrabel checks in number four behind McVay, Shanahan, and to much controversy, Nick Sirianni. That's up now at Jones and Keefe. If you want to go check those rankings out, if you want to discuss any of it, you can discuss at 617-779-7937. We also talked to Taylor Kyles, Keefe, and you can give that a re-listen on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature, and you won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. We asked him something that we started the show talking about, and it's worth circling back to. Outside of the quarterbacks, we're simpletons. We think it's going to come down to the QBs, Drake May v. Justin Herbert, but we spent a lot of time talking about that. Who will be the biggest impact players beyond the quarterbacks? Taylor Kyles said the running backs. He thinks the running game is going to be significant in this. Who controls the clock? Who holds the football? Who keeps the other quarterback off the field? Who stays on the field by keeping the chains moving? How did you answer biggest impact player non-quarterback?
Big Milt. And I guess that kind of does factor into the running game a little bit, too. Right? He'll be one of the guys responsible for slowing down the running game of the Chargers, but also making it difficult for Justin Herbert, who has not played well in his two chances in the playoffs. They're missing two of their best offensive linemen, although those are tackles. I don't know if Milton Williams would always be up against those guys, but you get the point. Like, they're undermanned offensive line. You paid Milton Williams a lot of money. He had a great regular season. You know, he missed a couple of games, but he was back, and it was great to see him back. So it's not like you go into this one like, how healthy is he going to be? What's he going to look like? He was great. So I feel like this guy is going to continue his great season, show why you you paid him all that money. He's going to reward you for it. Also has the playoff experience that not everybody else on this team has. Like, you know, he plays well in big games, and the matchup's there for him to have a really, really good game.
So I agree. I think Milton Williams is, you want to talk about an impact player, the matchup is there with the Chargers and their lack of offensive linemen. And it's not just the tackles. I mean, they're beat up across the board and poor across the board. I think the way he came back and flashed last week against Miami, you mentioned his run through the postseason last year. So I agree on all those points. I think Milton Williams, this is why you paid him. This is why you got him. This is a matchup to exploit. So go dominate. And one of the things we got pushed back yesterday on the tail of the tape was us giving the check mark to the Patriots defensive line over the Chargers defensive line. I think I was just more of an issue with wording, because when we got into edge rushers we got into linebackers, we gave the check marks to the Chargers. I do think on the interior D-line with Barmore and Williams, the Pats have the advantage, and I think that's going to show. I think that's going to be a big factor in why they win. It might impact the running game. Some other names that we considered, you mentioned who? You mentioned
Derwin
James.
And I feel like that's only more so after talking to Taylor Kyles. So Kyles brought up how Oronde Gadsden, who we kind of like skipped past yesterday. We're like, all right, you know, Hunter Henry's better.
I mean, I think we mentioned him, but we gave the check mark to Hunter Henry. Yeah.
But like Henry's better. And I still think Henry is better. But if you're a tight end, would you rather go up against Woodson and Hawkins or Derwin James? Like, it's not even close.
Yeah, he has the way, they have the much better matchup.
Yeah, so you just want, like, the overall production, you might be able to get more out of the tight end. So even if, like, Gonzalez and Davis and Marcus Jones have a good game with their trio of wide receivers, maybe that's a spot where Herbert can have success. And then the flip side, you know, the Patriots are down Mac Hollins. So you're looking at the list of guys that Drake May fully trust and will go to on, you know, third down or whatever else it is. Hunter Henry has emerged as one of the top guys. And then Austin Hooper seems to, like, here and there come up with big plays. And that's all you need in the playoffs is a couple of really big plays. And if Derwin James is there to sort of erase that, then, all right, that could sort of, you know, draw these teams a little bit closer together.
I think you listen to the way – it's not quite Ed Reed. Like, I think Hart and Fitzy were talking about this yesterday. It's not quite Ed Reed, but the way that Vrabel – May,
yeah.
Diggs, Hunter Henry, when we talked to him on Monday, the way they're all talking about Derwin James is kind of reverential.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are certainly genuflecting to Derwin James and the impact player he can be.
It's him and Kyle Hamilton, I would say, the two best in the league. When they played Baltimore, they were hyping up Kyle Hamilton, too. But, like, those are the guys. So he might not be Ed Reed, but, like, for 2025, 2026.
No, like, I don't even mean as a player. Right?
Just the way they talk about him.
The way that Bill used to talk about Ed Reed.
Oh, well, Bill was loved Ed Reed.
Right, but this is close to that. Yeah, well, like, I've not heard them be so complimentary of a player. And then Vrabel on top of it called Herbert one of the best QBs in the league yesterday. I would also, if we're going to go a little further down the list and names you want to highlight and look at, Ladd McConkey's still... And maybe it's just because that was such a bad draft pick transaction with Elliott Wolf running the show a year ago. Not that you blame Vrabel for any of this. He wasn't here. Cowden and Stretch and all those guys. But remember what McConkey did when he came, never mind just as a rookie, but when he came in here 40-7 a year ago and you had McConkey, or at least you could have drafted him, and you traded out and took Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. I still wonder if McConkey is going to be a bit of a matchup problem. I don't know how much they're going to move their receivers around. I wouldn't throw at Gonzo at all if I were them. So I'd run Keenan Allen at him. I'd run Quentin Johnston at him. I wouldn't even worry about that side of the field. And I would focus on Carlton Davis and Marcus Jones. And I think McConkey could still have a big game, because I don't think he's any less talented than a year ago, Keith.
Yeah, I don't know. How could he be?
I think it's just their balance. I think him and Keenan Allen are similar in where they run their routes on the field. Like, Allen's obviously on his last legs.
Yeah.
And if you look at his breakdown of his season, he was real hot to start the year, like first half of the year. And then the last half of the year, he's top 50 yards, I think, once, if I glanced at that earlier in the show.
Ladd McConkey was held under 50 yards 10 times.
Yeah. But do you think it's because he, like, isn't as good as he showed as a rookie? Or do you think there's some schematic overlap with where he and Gadsden and Allen all run it? They don't throw a ton under Harbaugh, although Harbaugh was there last year, as he is this year. I just think there's more mouths to feed this year, which is why some of his production has dropped off. I don't think it's a talent thing with him. I don't know
what it is. Because you know, Justin Herbert got sacked a lot, so maybe there were some like plays that were designed for him that just never got off the ground. But he got targeted almost the same amount as last year.
Yeah, so that's crazy. So I didn't realize that. The targets are still
so
in line with
last
that.
Year. So he played in 16 games both years, so the games played are the same. His rookie year, he was targeted 112. This year is 106.
Yeah, so it's not a drop. I mean, it is, but it's not a significant drop.
But he went from 1,150 yards to 790.
So let's call it. So what do you think it is? He's not as good as he showed last year.
No, you're right. I mean, maybe some of it with Keenan Allen. Maybe it's they don't have as much time to throw whatever else it is.
I would think he'd be the kind of guy, and you'd see this with Brady a lot, when Welker and Edelman were here and they had old lines that could.
His yards per catch were higher last year.
So I can't imagine, like, Quentin Johnston to me would be the guy who's impacted there by a bad O-line. You need plays to develop, and you got to get downfield. McConkey shouldn't need to get downfield. I mean, he can.
No, you would. Yeah, he has. But like,
but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Be
like,
a little bit closer.
You'd think he'd be the guy
is
who
he dealing with something this year too.
Read, get
was
it
he banged
him.
Up a little
I don't
bit?
Know.
Or
you're the
no,
Milwaukee fantasy owner. Over
I
there,
played him all
he?
The wrong weeks. I played the two good games he had. I think I had him on my bench. Like it was useless. It was a fool's errand trying to figure out Ladd McConkey and like Zay Flowers this year.
See, Twitch chat is saying Allen's taking some of his numbers away, but you actually just you countered that pretty good. The targets in no way are a significant.
Yeah, the targets
from a year ago.
Yeah, right. The targets are still there.
That's kind of what I thought it was. I kind of thought it was. Just Keenan Allen came in. They overlap a lot. Herbert had played with him prior. They're going to look to him and throw to him a lot. But really, yeah, 112 to 106, that's not a big difference.
So it was 112 last year, and the next highest was 91 for targets. This year, he was second with 106. Keenan Allen was 122. But like, if the overall number to him is the same, the production should be better.
Yeah, so he is more the number two, though, in the offense compared to the number one a year ago, but he's getting roughly the same amount of looks. Yeah, I don't know how to square that one
pretty
away.
Pretty much the same.
He's another name I honed in on. Diggs, we mentioned the running backs
Diggs
as well.
Yeah, Diggs for sure, yeah.
You know, those are some other ones. Non-quarterback division, and yet, because we're simpletons, it probably comes down to the
quarterback.
Right?
Yeah, Herbert and May, I would say so.
I mean, that's how I ballpark it. You can jump in here at 617-779-7937. Carl's in Boston. Hello, Carl.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going great.
Great show again. I guess the whole, to me, in my opinion, and I could be completely wrong, but in the NFL, the MVP decision is basically the, you know, like a quarterback award.
Yes.
So, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but like, why doesn't the NFL just have like the equivalent of a Cy Young award for like the, you know, the best pitcher, the best quarterback, and then
they do.
Determine, you know, whether or not there's another player in the league that was more valuable to his team than just the best quarterback in the league.
I think they kind of do that.
Well,
offensive player of the year versus MVP. Don't they kind of do that already?
Yeah, but I guess his point would be like that's sort of inverse. He's like the offensive player should just be the quarterback, like quarterback of the year, and then MVP. But
so
I
he wants
like
to do it like college football, where it's I mean, most college football players, Heisman winners are quarterbacks. But like, what do they have? The Davey O'Brien is like the
position they have
award.
Every individual position award in college. But no, I mean this one's different because like pitchers only play one every five games. The quarterback plays every game, and so does the running back. So I think most years the quarterback would be more valuable than the running back or the wideout. But every once in a while there's a year like Saquon has or Cooper Kupp has, and you're like, they should get a little bit more consideration, but they really don't.
Not to be inconsistent, I guess maybe I will be. I think it's all about quarterbacks. And so would I ever personally vote for a non-quarterback? Probably not. And yet, I don't think a quarterback should win it every single year. So how do you square those two away?
You're right. You just wait.
It has to be like a special year like Saquon.
Like a record-breaking year.
And then like a down year for somebody else.
Yeah, I think if you don't have quarterbacks that are like really, really over-the-top dominant, or they are but their team doesn't win a lot of games or whatever it is, and then you have a 2,000-yard rusher or a 2,000-yard receiver,
like really,
they should be considered.
Really, Saquon last year was the perfect one.
Saquon was perfect.
Because Allen didn't
get a sniff.
Allen didn't really light it up. Yeah, was he third? Was he even third?
I don't even know if he was third.
So like that is when they should get in the mix. JSN looked like he was on that kind of run this year.
Yeah.
And then he tailed off at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But okay. I think that's not a major gripe of mine.
No,
guess it was what is that? Drake May doesn't deserve the MVP.
Saquon was third.
Yeah.
But last year Josh Allen got 27 first place votes, Lamar got 22. And apparently they only had 49 votes. Nobody else on this list got a vote.
Zach, did Curran give up his vote last year and not actually vote?
Maybe
a
blank ballot.
Yeah, maybe that was.
So like he was third, but it was like a distant third.
One text here, and this is a difference, I think, Keith, on our wild card picks. We did all that in 60 seconds earlier.
Sure did.
Guys, just a reminder, the Panthers already beat the Rams this year.
Okay.
I think we did cover that.
All right.
But speaking of cover, I think the Panthers do cover against the Rams. I don't think
it's 10.5, right? No, I'll still go Rams. I'll go Rams over that. But yeah, it is a big number. Like, I don't feel great about it. If we were doing spread confidence picks,
now we're talking.
It wouldn't be super
high. Confidence picks, you just need winners.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying if you combine the two
spread
and you're like, how confident am I that they cover the spread? Not super confident, but that still would be my pick.
We mentioned this earlier. You read the Kayshon Booty Players Tribune piece.
Yeah.
I didn't see this for much of you. I don't know when this came out. It came out after we were off the air yesterday.
I saw it yesterday. Yeah, I don't know.
But I didn't really see it picking up steam until later. So during the Celtics game, I'm watching the Celtics just blow this lead.
Mm-hmm.
And they're down like double digits. I start leafing through this at the end of the game. And I thought it was interesting, number one, just the pure volume of the thing. It was a long, long read.
With the Wells report.
On the Players Tribune. Yeah. For a guy who, like, and he acknowledges this in the story, he really never talks. If you haven't read it, it's worth a read. He claims he was addicted to gambling while he was at LSU, particularly when he got hurt at LSU. Yeah. He's from a very small town in Louisiana.
Yeah, he got in trouble. Remember we had the details? He had an eight-leg parlay?
Yeah, the octopus.
The octopus.
Yeah. So he's from a very small town in Louisiana.
He didn't hit.
Always wanted to play at LSU. Went to LSU, had a monster freshman year, was on pace to be like a first-round pick.
That's what he'll tell you.
Got hurt. He was on pace to win like the Heisman, he claims, as a sophomore. At least be like the number one receiver drafted.
Okay.
Got hurt. Got addicted to gambling, woke up, it's all he could think about, went to bed, it's all he could think about, losing money, paycheck to paycheck, started to impact him on the field in terms of his play, dropped in the draft, got a chance here, got his life back together, had a kid, became a grown-up, and now the gist of the story was people shouldn't let players fall through the cracks, don't forget about these guys. Everybody deserves a second chance, I would say, was the overarching theme of that story. Your thoughts on the Players Tribune piece from Kayshawn Booty?
Yeah, I think also sort of just recognizing that, you know, gambling can get its hooks into people and it could be really, really bad for them. You know, so as much as a lot of we talk about it, it's a kind of a part of our show. We'll do like the Bozo Parlay and all that stuff and have fun with it. But there are plenty of people like that is... They can't just use it as like fun entertainment, right? Like they go down that road, and because it is so easy to do everywhere you go, and then you have these college athletes that are involved in that too, and that's something that those guys are always doing, and I don't know, that's tough. So at least sort of talking about it, realizing that it's a problem, maybe giving some other current players right now, or even like high school kids, just sort of being like, hey, look, this really isn't for everybody, and maybe you don't want to go down this road that I went down, and it was really messing with my life, and now I know that that's something I got to stay away from, and so that was so I can actually have like a real productive career.
One thing I appreciated in it, and maybe you would disagree, or maybe you read it in a different way, I didn't think he was overly preachy about gambling, which I did appreciate.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's like, look, this is a real issue, and not everybody can handle it. He's like, I'm not saying get rid of the apps.
Right.
Because, like, to me...
Well, it's like a lot of with like you hear this from like alcoholics and they'll be like, look, you guys over there, you can have fun with it. I appreciate you having fun with it. Do it responsibly. Enjoy yourself. It's not for me because it is killing me and I'm going to make mistakes or whatever else it's going to be. So like there is something that some people have to know what they can handle and what they can't.
Yeah. What I don't like is when people are like, well, just get rid of it. You shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Yeah. No.
It's like, no. You should be allowed to drink. You should be allowed to smoke. You should be allowed to gamble. If you can't handle that or if you just, you know, you have a problem with it, well, then that's fine. And, you know, that's something you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's something that I can't do. But, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to take it away, which he did not say.
No, which is good. But I also think it's good that, like, you have a professional athlete, like, being like, yeah, this was a problem for me. So, like, other kids out there, they're like, oh, it's not my problem. It's like, oh, well, here's a guy who plays for the New England Patriots and was dealing with this. And, like, you know, maybe that is like me. Like, maybe I'm not alone in not being able to, you know, handle betting in a responsible way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might help some people.
I mean, if I was a college kid and there were apps, there wasn't. I didn't. Maybe outside of a stray wager here and then from
these weird sites that it was hard to get your money back.
So I never even did that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm saying like
that.
I had friend of a friend who like I know a guy.
Oh, yeah,
let's put a bet down, like a stray handful of bets until it became legal here in the States, in Mass rather, not in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so if I were 20, and I could just have DraftKings, FanDuel, pick your app on my phone. How would that? I have no idea how that would have gone. I didn't do
Spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert. Not great.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Yeah.
And maybe I would have learned some lessons. Maybe I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But so I can see that's a harder thing for, you know, young people, young men to deal with. What I found interesting, and this was way buried in the piece. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't get this far. But he did have an anecdote that he said he shared with nobody other than his family. Mm-hmm. No one knows this other than his family. I would imagine a bunch of members of the organization and teammates, former teammates would know this. He said, my rookie year in New England. So after he got his chance, he's in New England. When did he get arrested? That was after his rookie year? So I don't know how much of this was all going on at the time.
Yeah.
He said, my rookie year, I almost walked away from the game. This is a guy who's been a real significant piece on this Patriots team this year. He said, for real, after my last year at LSU, I went straight into draft training, then to the combine, then to OTAs, and there was never really a break for over a year straight. So he went from his final year at LSU
mm-hmm.
to training for the draft the whole time, right into training camp. He said that was hard. I was tired physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. One day in training camp, we were sitting in a meeting, and I just got up and left. This is Belichick's story.
Oh, yeah, this is 2023. Yeah.
Okay. I was sitting in a meeting. I got up and left. I walked straight out of the building. I told our GM I was done with football. Who even was that? Wolf? Was that Groh? Was it Patricia? Yeah, who even was it? It wasn't Patricia. Who even was it? Was it Groh?
No.
I don't want to play football anymore. Of course, he called me back, tried to convince me to rethink it. Then my agent called me. I sat in my car, and I thought about it deep. And he made the choice to come back and continue playing football. Like, what a in retrospect, what a significant change, not just for him personally, obviously, duh.
Right, right.
But, like, for this team right now, like, Matt, he walks away. That's not a piece that you have right now like that. And that's a guy who has a lot of chemistry with Drake May.
Okay, so what do you have? Jalen Polk still?
I don't know.
Baker still?
Like, play that one.
I don't know, yeah.
And I give Bill a little bit of credit. I wonder if this even trickled up to Bill. It must have. Wouldn't you think Bill would be like, oh, the guy is thinking about walking away from the, walked out of a meeting and is thinking about walking away from the, good, we don't need him. Like, I actually kind of give Bill some credit for sticking by him.
Definitely.
Like, I
realized, hey, we actually have something here. I'm not going to let him do it.
I wouldn't have thought Bill was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I probably would have applauded him if he's like, oh, you don't want to be here? See you. Walk out. You're done.
Fine.
Bye. You don't love football. We don't want you.
Yeah, no, he's still
by him. I actually, believe it or not, give Belichick some credit for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you haven't checked it out, it's a good read at the Players Tribune. It's titled, How the Hell Did I Get Here? By Kayshawn Booty. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, from Fenway to the Garden, hear them brag. Jones and Keech now decree it's time for Grab Bag. Midday Boston turning loud, hot takes, hungry crowd. Here we drag one more wild story. It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag. Raise your coffee, wave that flag. Random headline, wicked gags on WEI with Brag. It's time for Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start, Jones, with your Boston Bruins in action tonight at the TD Garden. You going to be there? No,
you're not going to be there. No, okay. Well,
I'll be in the house for the Celtics on Saturday, not for the Bruins.
Right. Okay. No, all right. No. Give them a night off. It'll be Bruins and Flames. Welcoming the Calgary Flames to town. Bruins -130 on the money line. Not a great Calgary team.
No, that surprises me though, because it is their first game back after a road trip.
Yeah.
So I think you probably want the plus money on the Calgary side, I would think.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good bet.
All right.
I don't know where they've been. I don't know their road schedule.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Bruins first game back, it's a scheduled loss. You lose that game. Everybody knows that.
Because we're talking about, do you want to go to Cooper and Chelmsford? He wants to get in on the Bees action.
Cooper and Chelmsford. Why not?
Get in here, sir.
How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty great.
So, funny enough, you say that Corposalo is playing tonight. I don't know how that makes you feel and make you want the Flames again. Flames just played last night in Montreal, and they got their butts handed to them. They got killed.
Second night of back-to-back.
True.
Got it. Well, that's tough. So, what are you saying, Cooper? We should be taking the Bruins? I don't know. That feels like contradictory information.
Well,
Corposalo,
that's kind of what I called you guys for. But honestly, I think we're going to take some goals tonight with those terrible goalies. I think Calgary might play their better goalie tonight because I think Wolf played last night. So, I think you're going to get Cooley tonight. And he's a little bit better than Wolf. So, honestly, I kind of lean towards the Flames, but I'm going. I don't want to bet on the Flames as a Bruins fan.
So, you're over 6.5 goals?
We're kind of – maybe that's where you go.
I think you got to go over 6.5.
I like it. Over 6.5.
Over 6.5 is the bet. Over 6.5 is the bet.
We all agree.
No. Yeah, right.
Well, at least.
That's all they need.
At least.
At least. Keep going.
Yeah. That's cutting it real close for my team. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly then you're over. Look back and watch me. Scrap bag.
We did talk about the Celtics loss last night. They were up in the fourth quarter. They lost to the Denver Nuggets, playing without Jokic. Snaps a four-game winning streak that the Seas were on. They're now 23-13 on the season. They are off tonight. They will host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Raptors have been good.
They have been. Celtics have played them twice, I think. I'm just double-checking
that. Sound right? Yeah.
I think they won both. Yeah.
Current four-seed in the East. In fact, the Celtics, with the loss and the Knicks win, they've flip-flopped with them. So the Celtics are currently the 3 seed, just a half game back of the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm disappointed by last night. I told you it's not like shaking my overall confidence in the team. I largely feel the same way. Last night was a bad loss against a real undermanned Denver team, but they should bounce back against a Toronto team they've already beaten twice in Toronto.
College football playoff, Jones. We got a game tonight.
What?
We got a game tomorrow.
What?
And then they'll decide the whole thing a couple of Mondays from now.
Great.
Yeah, there was a good line yesterday about like a sport that's like always on Saturdays, like until it's like the most important games, then they like stagger them everywhere else. So tonight you have Miami, taking on Ole Miss. Miami 3-point favorites after they shocked the world and beat Ohio State. Ole Miss has won back-to-back playoff games, sans Lane Kiffin.
Wow, Miami's favored. Oh, I didn't realize that's what you said it. Okay, I've already bet twice against Miami, and neither one went
well. It's not working out.
No.
Maybe knock that off.
No, I bet A&M.
Yeah.
Went poorly.
Uh-huh.
I bet big on Ohio State on New Year's Eve, and that went even less well for me.
Where are you going here? Are you staying away?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss? No, sure. That makes sense. Yeah, do that.
Who are you taking?
I think you have to take – so I've liked both teams, right? Not that I've made a lot of money.
Chambers looks so good. That Miami defense is legit, though.
Miami defense is scary.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I might go Miami here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Even with the points, I guess.
Something
certainly has to give.
Got
to
give.
And then tomorrow you get Indiana and Oregon. We'll have much more on that tomorrow. Oh,
okay. I won't make a pick
much
then.
More on
I won't
tomorrow.
Make a pick. Yeah,
it's God Indiana. Damn it! Douglas, come on. What the hell are you doing?
Excuse me?
You can't be blowing all these bubbles at work.
They don't hurt.
Don't blow those.
They're just bubbles, Ron. They pop.
Yeah, well, they're in Doris's hair. They're all over her hair.
So?
So, you're blowing bubbles. You're doing the cha-cha with Doris. This is a workplace, not a grab bag parlor.
What in the world are you talking about, man?
Mike McDaniel got fired today during our show. We talked about that. As Miami Dolphins head coach. Three scenarios for you, Jones.
Okay.
You got to pick one of these, and you got to stand by it.
All right.
Next season. Mm-hmm. Is Mike McDaniel a head coach, an offensive coordinator, or out of football?
Okay, it sounds like, based on the early reporting, the Browns are already interested. It sounds like he's going to be a head coach. I think he should be an offensive coordinator, but I think he will be a head coach, and I think that will be a mistake.
Hey, guys, you missed bad, bad Leroy Brown. Grabbiest bag in the whole damn town. Grabbier than old King Kong. Baggier than a junkyard dog. Boom, boom.
I know what you're thinking. Giannis might demand a trade from Milwaukee. No. He's cleared that up. He said he would never demand a trade from Milwaukee.
Good.
So if he does get traded, it had nothing to do with him. Just like when his coach got fired, it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, it's not him. He wants to be in Milwaukee forever. He never wants to leave.
He's a loyal Buck.
Yeah.
Always apparently. Has been, always will be.
Another question for you.
Yeah.
Does he finish the year with Milwaukee?
I am going to say no. No.
Okay. So Terp said yes, right? Terp thinks maybe something in the offseason gets
done. Terp cut himself off at the knees a little bit yesterday because he said, I don't think big moves like this happen, and then acknowledged that Luka got traded last year.
Luka for Anthony Davis last year.
If Luka could get traded and it's Milwaukee and they're probably terrified to lose him. So, yeah, I say he gets dealt.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got that crap. That crap match in my bag. You know I'm grabbing back. Cause man, I got that crap. Yeah, I'm about to grab. My grab match in my bag. You know I'm grabbing back. Cause man, I got that
crap. I bag when I grab. Now watch me grab back.
Hard to segue from that to some sad news as Glenn Hall is dead, 94 years old, NHL Hall of Famer Jones. He, of course, the Iron Man streak of 502 consecutive starts as a goalie, which is an NHL record. I don't need to tell you this, but his nickname was Mr. Goalie.
Mr. Goalie. Yep. I remember that streak well. That was for the Sabres.
Grab back, grab, grab back, back, grab back, grab it back, back, and another grab back, get and go grab back.
Last night, had an opportunity to record a Marty Supreme review podcast Hashtag Dork, along with Davey Eyeballs, Rod Bradford, and baseball free agent Lucas Giolito. Right. So you can check that out right now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also available on YouTube if you want to just sit back and watch it, kick your feet up and watch it. We do spoiler-free, so if you haven't seen Marty Supreme yet, we do spoiler-free at the beginning, talk about Timothée Chalamet, and then we go full into the movie as well. So check that one out. Next week, the Dork Awards, the highly anticipated Dork Awards.
Nice.
We do the best, the worst, movies, TV, video games, comics, all that nonsense.
Giolito, huge. Giolito liked it, though?
Loved it. Giolito, Bradford. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, we probably should have had Wiggy on because everybody did like the movie that was on last night.
Create some balance.
So that is true. That's not the best.
Grabby, grabby bag. Where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe, yeah.
Jones, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I'm going to say yes.
The legend Bob Ryan. He has.
Yeah, okay.
He has. Now, usually when I say has he tweeted, it's really more has he responded to a Twitter bot.
Right.
That's typically what
I think that's implied, yeah.
So here's one. The Twitter account, which I feel like he has responded to before, goes by the name Tokyo. Not the city, though. It appears to be a woman, or at least an AI-generated woman.
Nice.
And the caption is, this is hard. And then, hold on, there's more. There's a picture of another lady with words in front of her.
Oh,
it's like a meme on a meme here.
I like that.
It says, don't look it up.
Okay.
So this goes to you as well. Can you name a sport that uses a ball but doesn't have the word ball in the name?
Tennis.
Great one. Bob wrote, other than lacrosse? Question mark. It's a little cocky with that response.
Yeah. A little cocky.
Like, I got to think, you want another one?
He's like, yeah. I do like that. Like, I had to answer that in real time. I do like the idea of, like, Bob could have spent 15 minutes thinking about that and then got real cocky about his answer.
Could have been an hour.
Or he might have done it in 5 seconds. Yeah.
Could have been immediate. Yeah. Could have been from last night. He woke up to thought.
He slept on it. Yeah, he woke up and he's
other than lacrosse?
You mean other than lacrosse?
The AI bot's like, way to go. Here's a cookie. So then there's another one. You might want to, do you have Twitter in front of you?
The window is not open.
Okay, all right.
I have it open on a tab.
He did it's not exactly an eye test, but it's a spot the different one test.
Oh, you want me to go look at it?
Yeah, I was going to say,
I thought you were saying avoid it. Sorry. Yes.
No, don't look at what his answer is. I don't want you to steal. But it's option A, B, C, and D, and there's a drawing of like a bed. What looks like a bed with pillows.
Okay, I don't see his answer. Spot the different one. Okay,
yeah, which one of those is different? A, B, C, and D. Yeah, that's what Bob said. Yep. C is different.
Yeah, the leg crosses over the frame of the bed. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty good. Now there's another one. Scroll up from there.
I see it.
How many numbers do you see? Test your eyes. How many numbers do you see? And it looks like a bunch of numbers smashed together.
Seven. 6, 9, 4, 8. I see, I guess, 5 numbers?
Yeah, same with Bob. Yeah, same with Bob. You and Bob both see 5 numbers.
Nice. How about that? Good. Is that the right answer?
I think so.
Okay. What do you mean you think I have no idea.
Dude. I'm just reading Bob's
two in there, too. It should be 6 numbers.
The 2? Where's the 2?
From the top of the 9 through the dash of the 4.
It's a top.
Oh, nice,
you, Nick.
It's 6 numbers.
This is like the Montreal Expos logo.
Crap, it is.
Oh, so Bob's wrong. And Jones.
7, 6, 9, 4, 8. Somebody claims they see a 1 in there. You see a 1? I'm just looking at the first response.
Yeah, I guess technically you could if you just.
Yeah, right like there in the 4.
The 4 would be a 1, man. Right?
7!
Damn it, it is 7. You were right the whole time. Crap.
This guy, give us the answers.
Yeah.
Give us the answers. He's just looking. He's just engagement farming. All right, here's a couple more I have. Bob's recent tweets. Somebody said, you hold the deciding vote in the Hall of Fame case for Dave Concepcion.
Out.
Does he get in?
Hell no.
Bob's response?
Probably. I bet
yes.
He's
yes.
In.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, boy.
With 3 exclamation points.
That's the problem with the Hall of Fame right there.
Dave Concepcion, it even includes his stats.
Yeah, give them to me.
2,326 hits.
Okay.
Career batting average of .267.
Yep.
OPS of .679.
Yeah, he's out. That guy's out.
5-time Gold Glove, 2 Silver Slugs, and 9 All-Stars.
His 2 Silver Sluggers? He was 6 what?
Yeah, for an OPS? 679 OPS.
What?
Yeah, he stole 321 bags,
well, I like
though.
That.
He's on the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, well, I knew
that. Bob's got him in.
I was aware of that. Yeah, he's out of my Hall of Fame.
And then he also responded to somebody who asked the question, have you ever gone to a sporting event by yourself?
I don't think I have. Bob?
He said, huh?
Was that a yes or no?
Huh? You mean like the only person in the crowd or like you didn't carpool with anybody?
Yeah, if he's counting like covering a game, probably he's done hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been to a game by yourself.
Like sat at a game and like a stands by myself?
Yeah, no. You told me a story when you went to call the Jazz game years ago. Didn't you go to a Utah Utes game?
No, I went to, you're right. I went to Utah and Arizona State by myself. You're right. I have done that actually. That. Yeah. I saw Kyle Kuzma.
Yo, you saw the coups?
I did. I did, actually. You're right, Keith. Better memory than even
I know.
I did do that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good game.
I figured.
Yeah,
figured as much.
Once there was this grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was.
Nice.
From last night. A lot of games, a lot of good candidates. Was it Steph Curry? 31 points, 6 boards, 7 assists. Was it Luka Doncic? 38, 10, and 10. They call that a triple-double. Was it Denny Avdija?
Yeah.
41 and 6.
Nice. He's a good player.
Isaiah Beef Stewart, 31 points. Somehow only 3 rebounds for a guy that size.
Well, he was scoring like crazy. He wasn't missing.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no O boards he had.
No.
Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 46 points, 6 rebounds. And 6 assists in their overtime win over the Jazz.
So I'm hearing this properly. Jamal Murray is not an option.
No.
Okay, it was a lot of assists last night.
Okay, well, Kata had a lot of rebounds. He did not make the top 5.
Okay, I was just checking. Just clarifying.
Okay. I guess you could go off the board, but these are your nominees.
Let's go Beef Stew. When can we ever go ahead?
Hell yeah, Beef Stew. Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going with a ball player who, during his playing days, was represented by agent Jim Lindell.
Oh, good hint. That's good.
He was a left-handed starting pitcher.
They just moved Lindells. You know that? They're moving locations.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he probably is aware of
it. It must be related.
He probably knew even before you did.
Yeah, probably.
He played for 11 seasons in the majors, most with the Colorado Rockies.
Okay.
As well as the Royals, Blue Jays, A's, Yankees, and Reds.
God. Okay.
Cup of Coffee 04, Rookie of the Year votes. In 05.
In Colorado?
In Colorado. Cy Young votes
in Francis.
Seven.
He got it.
I'm almost positive. Almost positive we've had Jeff Francis before.
Is that right? Jeff Francis? Come on down.
Not in 26.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Good point, Billy. Not this year.
We had Jeff Francis before?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
No, there's no way.
I think you stumped the crowd with that one earlier, but yeah.
Is that right?
I've been waiting.
So Jones doesn't remember that he's been to a game by himself, but he does remember Jeff Francis?
Yeah. I don't think we have had him.
Well, one's...
I don't think so either.
One's other guys in that rotation.
I think deep repressed shame, and the other one is just...
Here's my guess. You want my 2 cents?
Yeah.
I bet you guessed him when we had like a Rockies pitcher, but it wasn't him.
No, I'm confident that we had Jeff Francis before.
It was Denny Nagel.
Let's let the listeners weigh in. No, I probably guessed Denny Nagel. I think you have it backwards. But okay.
Ooh, somebody's weighing in on the sport that uses a ball but doesn't have a ball in it, suggesting soccer is also one.
That's a good one. That probably was the more obvious one. Good point.
Yeah.
Think you guessed Francis when we had Josh Fogg.
We had Josh Fogg?
We did have Josh Fogg because it's purple in my thing.
I was going to say, have you been hoarding a list that we don't know about?
Yeah, seriously. Hey, Nick, just share the list
with
the class.
No, the link is purple on Baseball Reference. That's how I know.
Yeah. Oh, good thinking. Guys, hey, let's do a random football player on Thursdays during football season. No.
That was on Thursday Night Football.
We discussed this late in the year because there's no Thursday Night Football tonight. We were going with a baseball player, so we did not forget that.
I did hear people asking yesterday for random basketball players now that baseball season's over, but I think that's part of the charm is like baseball all the time.
Yeah.
We could mix in some.
We also tried random basketball. It didn't go well.
Well, that was college basketball.
College basketball went real poor.
Yeah. Nick just wanted to shame us.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you guys think you could do this?
No, he did.
Well, you were walking around. You can give us anybody on any starting five, and we'll get it.
I thought I could. Unless I missed that one team.
Unless it's like the 2014 Utah Utes or Arizona State Sun Devils, rather.
You were there for the Kuzma game.
I was there for it. That was a good squad. That Utah club, Arizona State.
Arizona State.
They had a little bitty guard. I can't remember his name.
Eddie House.
Nope.
No. He went to Arizona State. He could score.
Who was it?
Oh, who was that? Actually, now this is going to drive me nuts.
It's driving me nuts. I don't know.
He was a good little player.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's frustrating.
How am I going to figure this out?
He scored a lot.
How am I going to figure this out?
He was probably like third team All-American. Arizona State point guards, right? Was he a point guard?
That's probably a better way to look it up. Yeah. Hang on. Who did Utah play in 2015?
That's what we need. Yeah. We can go down that road.
Yep. I gotcha.
We got to find out who this was. No, I'm just getting a list of guys that currently play. No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Hang on.
Was it?
Yeah. None of these names look familiar.
No.
Okay.
James Harden.
No.
Oh, Carrick Felix.
No.
It was. Yeah, I bet it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right. I'll get you the answer. Don't you worry about it.
People are dying now to hear this.
Anyway, will we do a random basketball player? We won't.
Maybe.
Random baseball
unlikely.
Player. That's what we're going to
do. Was it Lou Dort?
No. Yeah. 617-779-7937. Tell you jump in line for WEEI afternoons. They come your way at 2:00. I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Who's on the show today? I saw them tweet this out. They got Curran and the Razor.
Oh, hell yeah.
How could I forget?
Let's go.
Coming up on the show today. Plus, we have Clip du Jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
All
right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today, you gave us a pretty important Malik Nabers update.
Oh, yeah.
Is Malik Nabers still walking with a cane? Did I read that?
A
he's
cane?
Like, he's like,
was he Mr. Peanut?
No, he's like rehabbing from his... What pro athlete is walking around with a cane? Don't they have like a boot or like a chair?
Can somebody fact check me on that?
He was spotted wearing a vest, a cane.
Hang on.
Malik Nabers.
Keep your eyes peeled for Malik Nabers.
A cane.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That is cool. I love the guy from Jurassic Park, his cane.
Over the past weekend, Nabers appeared to be in a knee brace and using a cane before the Giants' Week 18 finale against the Cowboys.
Top five canes?
I missed cane.
Cane.
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
The Undertaker's brother.
Say it again.
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, great good one. Joe Kane, the quarterback from the program.
Yep.
Kane is able.
Candy Kane.
Do we have that?
Yeah, it's Candy Kane.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Malik Nabers came
to me now.
Crap, it's me. I
don't know. I'm out.
Pull the zip cord.
Yeah, he's walking with a cane.
That's not good.
No. So John Harbaugh probably should.
Thankfully,
should
we got
away from
a flood of texts that included several others. Most of them were cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Most that of was cocaine.
That was
an oversight.
Which one
did we miss, Fitzy?
I was in the car. I was in the car listening. I was just like waiting for like. Cocaine, and then I'm just waiting for a Michael Kite.
Yeah,
we finally got to both.
And then like raising canes, obviously.
Yes,
how about just like Cain and Abel?
Cain and Abel.
We got to that.
Yeah. That? Okay.
Yeah, that was an early one.
Cain Corso was a good one.
Dog breed.
Did we get Lidocaine?
That was
I'm not sure we ever
Novocaine.
Said it on the air. Novocaine,
yes.
We said.
Okay. Yep.
Texted
him. Yeah.
That was good. See, just like steering right into a random
nice
cane off like that. Like, who doesn't? How about like.
Let's go.
How about Thailand prison cane?
Sure. Yeah, you could. That guy got caned.
Oh,
pretty badly over there. Yeah,
that was a good time for everyone.
Okay. That was wild. They were like
apparently it's
that.
Like three or four strikes and you're just out.
You like can't even. You won't, I guess you wouldn't feel the rest of them.
Yeah.
Until you wake up.
That's positive.
Hey,
I guess.
Speaking of
taking a real
cane
turn
to death, this afternoon, 3:30. We got Tommy Curran on the show today.
All right,
friend of your program, I hear.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
We'll see what he
He's
has to offer as
ours.
We get a little closer to the big game on Sunday night at 8 o'clock on NBC. We got another friend of the show, Andrew Razor Raycroft.
That's right.
Former weekly guest.
Yep.
We got him at 4:45.
Nice.
We're going to do like a little power draft composing the best team of players from both the Chargers and the Patriots.
Oh, I like that.
I like
right?
that.
Right? Yeah,
like
a little snake. So we're going to, Sunday night cannot get here soon enough. And I'm with each of you guys on all of your picks wildcard weekend. I think it's a very chalk weekend.
Yeah,
which means
it's going to be upsets.
I know,
galore.
There's going to be like three upsets then.
Yeah, we're all agreeing.
Oh, I've already bid farewell to all my DraftKings parlays.
yeah, that's not happening.
Bye, Daddy never loved you anyway.
Yeah, it's out. That's probably out.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be a fun show, 2 to
Looking
6. Forward
tuned. Very good.
I'd take May 1. I will say, not to jump into your
draft. Oh, you're not even doing their draft?
I would take May 1.
Okay. Where I honestly,
if I have May, I don't need Herbert.
Where
would you
take Derwin James? I think he's the swing vote.
Two or three.
He's the swing vote.
Big Milt. I'm taking Big Milt.
Milt's
in there. Yep.
The Milt man. Is he going to be on the show tomorrow?
I hope so. We haven't heard, but he wasn't when he was hurt, and he should be due for an appearance.
Patriots media relations are notoriously good communicators, so we do know the answer. We're just going to choose to keep that to ourselves.
You got
to
tune in to find out.
Until a Patriots Friday tomorrow. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons, though, with Hart. Fitzy, Ted, you got Curran and Razor coming up on the show. Don't miss that. We are back tomorrow with a Top 5 Friday. Friday 4-pack week in review. And, of course, don't miss it.
Oh,
Keith's
Daddy.
Keys to a real-life playoff game. Pats and Chargers. It all starts at 10 tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products.
We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.